be to the name of the Lord. We bless your name, O Lord, for your mercy, for your grace, for your love, for your kindness. Lord, we exalt you, for you are the Lord, and that is your name, your glory. You will never share with any graven image. We worship you, O Lord, for you are God, and you are God all by yourself. For your mercy cannot be quantified. Lord, we worship you. For your love, O God, for bringing us out of darkness into your marvelous light, we worship you. Oh, for giving us dominion over the day, giving us dominion over darkness, we worship you. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, O Lord, for the miracles, oh, for the testimonies that you have given unto us. We say you are good, O Lord. We say you are faithful. Even when we are faithless, you, the Lord, you are faithful unto us. You are faithful unto keeping your covenant over us. We worship you. And Father, this day we ask that your goodness will be upon our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Sunday, the 23rd of August, 2026. I want you to thank the Lord for his kindness over your life. Thank him for his compassion. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the banner of the Lord over my day. For his banner over me is love, his banner over me is his mercy. I declare today, my day is secured by the blood of Jesus. Today, I experience the mercy of the Lord. I partake of the goodness of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Oh, I testify of his mercy for me, and I enjoy all the benefits that the mercy of the Lord holds for today in the name of Jesus. I receive favor in difficult places. I receive favor in all rounds of my life. I enjoy the favor of the Lord. Favor becomes my permanent experience in all my seasons in the name of Jesus. Today, the mercy of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord speaks for me. The mercy of the Lord becomes my benefit. The mercy of the Lord works for me. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy the permanent and daily supply of God's mercy. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is upon me. Therefore, I enjoy the blessings of the Lord. I enjoy the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, the mercy of the Lord perfect the arrangement of favorable things on my behalf today. In the name of Jesus, I enjoy all the benefit of his mercy. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare today, the hand of the Lord is upon my day. Every trap of the enemy in my day is cancelled. In the name of Jesus, it will not stand. I will not fall into the trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into any evil. I will not walk into perversion. I will not walk into another man's trap. In the name of Jesus, as I step out today, as I embark on this journey today, in the name of Jesus, my journey is secured. The road is secured. The Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I lift up the standard of the Lord over my journey this day. Any appearances of evil, oh, the Lord destroy them. Fire go before the Lord and consume all his enemy round about him. The fire of the Lord go ahead of me. Oh, every appearances of wickedness, the fire of the Lord consume them. In the name of Jesus, today over my life, the Lord frustrate the tokens of the wicked and makes the diviners mad. In the name of Jesus, every evil word spoken into this day, you are cancelled by the blood of Jesus. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The blessings of the Lord is my portion. The Lord open unto me his good treasures. As I go before the Lord in Zion today, my strength is renewed. My grace is renewed. In the name of Jesus, I receive anointing. I receive fresh unction from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, my portion will not be taken. My portion will not be stolen. Today, by mercy, I assess the provision of God for me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am happy to announce to you, dearly beloved, today is a special day. Today is the grand finale of the celebration of our anniversary, first year anniversary. Today is going to be an impartation service as the hand of the Lord is going to come mightily upon your life. Oh, it's going to be a special day today. The program is going to start by 2 p.m. today. No African time. Beloved, no African time. We are starting by 2 p.m. on the dot. Today, by the grace of God. Remember, the theme of the program is sharpening the hedge. The venue is at Oluwadamilare Garden beside National Open University, that is behind Tafu Arena at Jokodo Junction, Songo, Eleele Road in Ibadan. Here, the Lord bless you as you come in Jesus' name. Remember, the program is going to start today by 2 p.m., not anytime less. If you come too late, you might not meet us there. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. I'll be happy to see you, to celebrate you, to celebrate with you and rejoice with you. And for the Lord to launch, to begin a bigger project in your life that will be a testimony for you by this time next year, in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, beloved, today is Sunday. We are going to bless the name of the Lord. I want you to rejoice in Him. I want you to thank the Lord as you go before His presence to receive from Him, to learn from Him, and to receive strength from Him. So this morning, we are going to be reading from the book of Psalms, Psalm 93 from verse 1. It has 5 verses. We are reading the whole 5 verses. Psalm 93. The Lord reigns. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed. He has girded himself with strength. Surely the world is established so that it cannot be moved. Your throne is established from of old. You are from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adores your house, O Lord, forever. Hallelujah. Beloved, I want you to give thanks unto the Lord, for His God is good. Just think of it for a moment. If men were given the ability to choose life for us, what do you think they would do? But it is by the mercy of the Lord that we are not consumed. Even though the floods have lifted up themselves, even though we hear the sounds of many waves of water, but the Lord is on high, mightier than the noise of many waters, than the noise of men that think that they are mighty. The Lord is mightier than them. The Lord is God. He is God and is God forevermore. It doesn't matter who you are. The Lord is God forevermore. He is the one that chooses our life. He is the one that holds our soul in life and suffers not our feet to be moved. Our God is great. God is good at all time. His testimonies are sure. His word is established forevermore. Whatever context you choose to hold on, whatever debate you choose to subject the Bible to, His word is ever sure. His testimony is authentic. He is God and is God forevermore. There is no searching of His understanding. His testimonies are sure. There is no gainsaying. There is no forthcoming and going back over it. His word is established in heaven and is manifested upon us on earth here. Either you choose to believe or not, He is God and that cannot change Him. Your belief cannot change the existence of God. Your belief is the beginning of a relationship of you with this God we are talking about. He is our God. He is the one that holds our life. He is the keeper of our life. It is by His mercy that we are here today. His testimonies are sure. Holiness adores your house forever, O Lord. Forevermore. Our Father, we bless you, because surely the word is established so that it cannot move. The Lord God established the word so it cannot be moved, not by the words of men, not by any science fiction, not by any science research. The word is established so that it cannot be moved. The sky is up there. We are down there. The sky has never lost its place for it to fall down upon us. And we, the Lord is so great, and we are here standing by the grace grace and by the mercy of the Lord, by the orchestration of a mighty hand that jealously created us, jealously guides our life every day. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Our God is good. Our God is great. Oh, our God is good. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many water, than the mighty waves of the sea. Your testimonies are very sure. Holiness adores your house, O Lord, forever and ever. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, we bless you this morning. We exhort you, for you are God and you are God forevermore. We exhort you. Your word is established forever. There is no changing of your word. Your word is settled in heaven and here on earth. We worship you. We bow before you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. We honor you. And Father, this morning we are before you. As we come before your presence in our different places of worship, we ask that our strength be renewed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We bless your name. We worship you. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. As you go today, prepare yourself for his coming. Walk with the consciousness that the Lord is near. It is well with you. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and enjoy yourself in the presence of the Lord.